Good afternoon. This is Dr. Jay Klein. I am the Dean of the College of Fine Arts here at Eastern New Mexico University. And as always, it is my pleasure to let you know of the programming and other events we have coming up for you through the College of Fine Arts. And today, my guest is Mr. Brian Hahn. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
And how are you today, Brian?
I'm great. It's wonderful outside, so couldn't ask for more.
Yes, it is. Now, Brian does many things at the university. He teaches classes, he works in administration, and he also does something very special each year. What is that, Brian?
We work on hosting our annual K through ENEMU. It's a community juried youth art event, and this is our fifth year doing it.
And this comes through the Portales Arts Council?
Yeah, this is a great community event because there's a lot of stakeholders. Certainly the Reynolds Gallery helps to orchestrate it, but the Portales Arts Council is involved, the Portales Lions Club, and of course a slew of public art educators. So it's a real community art event.
So what is it exactly? What happens?
Ah, that's a good question. Well, it runs with National Youth Art Month for the month of art, month of March, excuse me. And it allows young artists to submit their work to be seen. It also allows them a chance to have their work adjudicated against their peers in their grade level for placement and inclusion in a professional gallery. And it also simulates the experience of selling your work. We want to show our young artists in the area that you can have a great life and you can make a profession out of being an artist.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
We want to stamp out the starving artist a concept.
Now, this is from kindergarten through university age.
Yeah, so it's definitely a wide range of ages and skill sets, but the work nonetheless is great. And I think what's really interesting is that the spirit of the artist is well alive in these shows.
Okay, so let's say I'm in sixth grade, which is pretty easy to do, knowing me. Okay. I'm in sixth grade, and I want to be in this. What do I do? How do I get in?
Very easy. All you need to do is bring your piece of artwork to our office in the Art and Anthropology Building by today, the 20th, and we will get you signed up. And it'll go in with all the other work. It will be juried, and we will let you know whether you've been accepted to the show.
Okay, now I'm a very interesting sixth grader in that I have a 20-foot by 30-foot piece of art I wish to exhibit. Is that okay?
Probably might be a little too big. If it's two-dimensional work, we want to keep it within 20 by 20 inches and relatively the same 20 by 20 by 20 if it's three-dimensional.
Okay, and there's dough involved.
Ah, yes. We give... Actually, this year, we're looking to give up to about $1,000 worth of cash prizes away.
Holy cow.
Yes. So we're excited.
Yes. Yes.
And it's free to enter, so you get a chance to have your work seen, and then you can, you know, make a little dough.
Okay. So if I'm just hearing about this now, I bring my piece of art over to the art department on the campus of Eastern.
Yes.
And I will be taken care of there.
I will personally take care of you.
And now what happens? Let's say I'm doing really well. Does my art get seen by other people?
The work that is selected for the show is hung in our gallery, and it's on display for a month. And people, our campus community as well as our surrounding community, come in and they see it. At our receptions, we usually have between 80 to 100 people there. So that's just one and a half hour event. But over the course of the month, we have tons of people that are in and out of the gallery looking at this work.
And students have the opportunity to sell their pieces if they choose.
Yes. And generally, anything that is for sale, we almost always sell it. There's a few very ambitious pricing strategies that you just don't have people here with enough money. But most of the time, if it's for sale, we have a buyer that will take it.
All part of the learning process.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we'll be checking in with you later to see how it's going, but thank you for visiting.
Oh, well, we appreciate it.
And to all of you, it's been a pleasure to speak with you, and I will again next week. Bye-bye.